7:49 in the morning. It's time now for our Noodaloo 2, sponsored by Dave Thompson's Organic Healthy Grow Fertilizer. I got to feature, I mentioned earlier this morning on the Today Show, this table that nobody saw because we got preempted by James Comey, the James Comey testimony. But this, if you're a tailgater, football season's coming, right? I'm telling you, you're going to want to buy one of these tables. Take a listen.
Folding tables are lightweight, durable, and easy to use, but they can also be extremely cumbersome to lug around. Just carrying the table and chairs from your car to your event or lugging out of storage can take you multiple trips. So what if instead of carrying it, you could roll it? And not only that, but have it carry your folding chairs too. Our Noodaloo 2 this weekend is the award-winning revolutionary rolling table from Creative Outdoor Distributor. Great for your upcoming graduation parties, 4th of July parties, barbecues, and so forth. The table not only rolls when folded up, but it also functions like a dolly, allowing a single person to transport the table along with up to 4 standard folding chairs. In table mode, it functions just like a regular folding table and with an adjustable height frame and a fold-out rack for accessory holders, condiment holders, towels, and bags. The revolutionary rolling table goes for $158 and does not come with the chairs. You can buy them separately on their website, or it's universal, so you can use the ones that you may already have. One more super cool product on the Creative Outdoor Distributor website that we want to tell you about is their 6-person curved bench. This is like one of those collapsible chairs that you can sling over your shoulder, but on steroids. It's a long bench that can actually curve around something, say like a bonfire or campfire. Or you can straighten it out to be used on the sidelines of those soccer games. Great for game day, a party at the beach, picnic, or group camping trip. The bench folds up compact and comes with a backpack carry bag for easy, hands-free transport. Retails for $119. Again, you can find both of these cool products at creativeoutdoordistributor.com. I'll put a link up on Lou's Facebook page, so be sure and like him. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
We talked about this table this morning on the New York show, and the guy that invented it is from California, and he's, when I was talking to him, he was super excited. Was he the guy that said, me wow? Who was that? That was funny.
That was the pet fire.
Oh, the pet guy, fur fighter guy. But he was so excited that we were going to feature this table on the Today Show, and he's like, dude, I'm just lazy. And that's the whole reason I invented this. It's a 6-foot folding table that at the point where the table folds, there are 2 wheels that pop out like training wheels. A handle at the top, another hook that you can hook 4 chairs on, and you just pull it along. It's amazing. You set the thing up, you pop the wheels underneath the table, you can still put a countertop or a tablecloth over the top of it. And the handle that you use to put the chairs on, you can hang a garbage bag off of. Genius. And it's relatively affordable.
Right.
$160?
Yeah.
Right? And you can put it at different, the table's adjustable height-wise.
Yeah.
So you can put it at the bar level if you're entertaining. Oh, and you know what he said they're coming out with? Hmm. He told me on the phone, it's not yet, but he's coming out with team colors.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not doing the logo because, right, you know, the NFL and everybody want too much. But, you know, if all of a sudden it was Bears colors or Denver Bronco colors or whatever.
Or
the Packer colors. Packer colors. Oh, the Packer fans would buy this in a second.
Oh, yeah.
This is like a home run and a half. They can't make enough of these things. And then the bench is really cool, too. It's up on our Facebook page if you want to check it all out and see. I really do like it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Quick call before we have to take a break. Here's Ginger in Rockton. Hi, Ginger.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I am fantastic. What's going on?
I know you are. Anyway, my folks, home is about 69 years old. They had put on a cedar plank, I think I'm saying it right, roof, and not then, but
a cedar cedar shake roof. Okay.
Right. I call it plank, so my mistake.
You can call it whatever you want.
Anyway, apparently the raccoons or somebody took off the screen on the soffit. Raccoons got up in there and then they gnawed their way through the roof. And there's a big hole there now. I'm not sure how to cover that hole up until we can get a roofer there or what's a good roofer in the Palos Park area.
Okay. they took a screen off that's part of a vent, or tell me where the screen is.
Right. The screen is in the soffit, which is the hole, you know, that vented the roof.
So it's the soffit. It's not the roof. It's underneath the roof.
No, and then they went all the way through the roof.
Oh, wow.
Right next to, yeah, I know.
All right, and where are these raccoons now?
Well, I'm not sure. I think they're gone.
You don't hear them?
I'm 2 hours away, and one person.
Oh, they're not in the. You're not in this house now.
No, my parents are.
Okay, now my question is, where they went through the roof? Do we have like a hole? In other words, this hole in the roof is facing the sky, and water's coming in.
Yes, sir. Right next to the chimney.
Okay. Who's going to go up there and do the patching?
Well, I thought I would just throw a tarp up there, but I'm afraid to staple the tarp to the plant, you know, to the shade.
Well, what I would do temporarily is get a small, you know, like a blue construction tarp. You can get a small one.
Right.
You know, just one that you can maneuver if you're working off of a ladder. And get some staples and go ahead and staple right to the cedar shake. That's fine temporarily. And
okay, right.
So that's fine. So we're going to cover that up and temporarily. Then from a standpoint of not everybody does cedar shake roofs, but you're down in Palos on the south side. You could call the guys at Rogers Roofing, and they might be able to do that repair for you. They're down on the south side and could help you out with that.
Okay.
Right.
Do you have a number for it?
I'm looking for it for you.
Thanks.
Hold on.
So Mega, you don't think Mega would do that?
I don't know that Mega is going to come all the way to Palos. You could certainly call them. Yeah. They're based in the on the northwest suburbs. So
right.
I mean, they work with a bunch of different contractors. They may have somebody down there, but. I think that you want to, you know, your better bet is to go someone there. Here, Lindsay's got the number. You have a pencil?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
773-492-2270.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Now,
go ahead.
Would you recommend, you know, like the normal three bids or not?
For a repair?
Yeah.
No, just call these guys. For this, I would just call these guys for the repair and go. If you decide that you're going to replace that roof, then absolutely. But for the repair, they'll give you a fair price and get it taken care of for you for sure. Thanks so much for the phone call.